Nablus is it's a fabulous city. It's one of the oldest continuously inhabited cities in the world at 4,000 years. And it's a city of a similar size. It's about 130,000 people. It's also a university town. The largest university in all of the West Bank is in Nablus. They've got about 25,000 students. And it's also a city that's nestled into the foothills that are beside the city. And it's also, I think it's known in the West Bank to have the friendliest people in all of the West Bank, similar to Boulder.
Well, tell us about the history of the Sister City project and what reaction you've had in Boulder.
We started the Sister City project in 2011, and we started out slowly by creating opportunities to send citizens of Boulder to Nablus and start to get to know each other and start to get ideas about how the two communities could engage. We started sending volunteers. We've had many volunteers and many delegations have visited Nablus. We've also brought Nablusis here. We brought a couple yoga teachers a couple years ago to study in yoga techniques and then bring that back to their community in Nablus. And the kinds of reactions that we've had have been overwhelmingly positive and excited. And people are really curious. People are really curious to learn more about Palestinians. You don't hear a lot about life in Palestine in mainstream media. You mostly hear about the conflict that people in the area are experiencing, but you really don't hear about regular folks doing regular things, everyday things. So most of the time, people are really enthusiastic and supportive to have opportunities to get to know Palestine. And when we went before City Council in 2013, there were a small group of people in the community who felt that it wasn't a good idea, and they spoke against our proposal before City Council in 2013.
And what are some of the reasons that they were giving at that time?
The reasons that they gave are one, they felt that it was a divisive issue. It was provocative. It would be akin, if City Council approved our application to make Nablus an official sister city, they felt it was akin to taking sides in a political conflict, in an international conflict. And they didn't feel that that was the role of City Council. And they also felt that we were politically motivated, and sister cities are expected to not be political entities.
And how did you then respond to some of those critiques?
Well, number one, if you think about the idea of sister cities in general are politically motivated. If you believe that world peace or a more peaceful planet is a political aim, and the dictation for sister cities to not be political is regarding political advocacy. In other words, does the project advocate for a particular political ideology or a political position? And the answer to that is a clear no. The project does not advocate for any political position. We just engage citizens of both cities. So that's how we respond to that issue. And in terms of its divisiveness, well, number one, one aspect of any healthy democracy is divisiveness, and it's bringing it out, and it's giving people an opportunity to talk and to dialogue and to build relationship and connection in spite of the fact that people do disagree. And that's okay. That's actually representative of a very healthy democracy. And so divisiveness on its surface is there's nothing to be afraid of or to be intimidated by. That's actually a good sign in my view.
So you see it as an opportunity to create dialogue as opposed to steering clear of a conversation in general.
Exactly. And you know, in my personal experience, I had the experience of kind of feeling a little bit fearful of people of Arabic Arab background or Muslim background based on my upbringing. And I had the good fortune when I was in my young 20s to experience Arab and Palestinian culture. And what I realized was that I was holding a bit of fear, and there was no better remedy for the fear that I was feeling than the opportunity to make connections with people face to face. And so anyone who is feeling some caution around this project, this sister city relationship is really an invitation to everyone to overcome your fear, overcome any concerns you have, and make friends. I mean, there's really no better remedy for fear than friendship.
Well, Saeb Jarar, you are a board member with the Boulder Nablus Sister City Project. You are going before Boulder City Council on April 19th and asking them to consider making Nablus an official sister city of Boulder. What has happened in the last year and a half, do you think, that will be different from City Council decision back then?
First, we made some adjustments. Because we realized that we made some mistakes, and not because that was our intention, but for the most part, it was an oversight. And I'm just going to give an example. For example, on our website, correct me if I'm wrong, Esria, I think there was mention of BDS.
Boycott, divestment, and sanctions.
Exactly. I can tell you that was not a subject of discussion that we paid attention to. That wasn't part of our mission. But that is very political. And we made mistake and oversight not really to pay attention to it. Actually, it was brought to our attention during the council meeting. We recognized that it was a mistake, and we decided absolutely to remove it. And we had no relation at all with BDS. We were, as Esria said, I mean, we are focused on people-to-people contact, okay? And it's basically breaking stereotypes and labeling. I happen to be Arab, Palestinian, and also citizen of Israel. I'm an Israeli citizen. And I know what is labeling and stereotyping. And I know the fear that Esria experienced when Arabs, Muslims, Palestinians, you know, all the three together are lumped together, and the word that comes to everybody's mind, unfortunately, is terrorist. So when you know the person, you know that this is human, exactly like you, with same feelings, same aspirations, and you basically, what we hope from this project, that we start breaking these barriers and labels and start really looking at this as a human contact, and just promote understanding and peace, ultimately.
It sounds like there is a lot happening already within the Boulder Nablus Sister City Project, a lot of relationships already being built. So what difference would it make if there's an official designation of being a sister city, given that you're already working in this area anyway?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I know that it's on some people's minds. Like if it's divisive, if some people are upset by it, why do this city council application? And the reason is that it would allow us to become official members of Sister Cities International, which is a very large nonprofit based in Washington, D.C. And Sister Cities International has a lot of resources that could really support our endeavors. For instance, we want to bring a Palestinian folk dance troupe here, and that's going to cost upwards of $50,000-$75,000 to bring an entire troop of young adults here. And Sister Cities International has grants that we can apply for, and we don't have access to those unless we're an official member. Also, Sister Cities International has this high school exchange program, and it makes it really easy for sister city organizations to bring high school students from the sistered cities because they provide funding and they also provide, you know, sort of the legal and the, you know, like the litigious background or whatever, the, you know, the liability stuff. I mean, so there's a lot of resources that become available to us. And not only that, but there really is no reason why we shouldn't have city council's approval, because if you look at the city council's resolution that dictates our sister city relationships, Resolution 631, we've met all the criteria and more that are laid out in the resolution, and it would lend us some you know, legitimacy, and it would allow us a seat at the table. There's seven active sister cities in Boulder right now, and we're not invited to the sister city activities that the city puts on because we're not an official member. But we're doing everything that every other project in the city is doing, and more in many cases.